your doldrums, if you will.
Climate smart fuels are a continued conversation for various companies and commodity groups. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Whitney Pittman has more.
CHS Vice President of Refined Fuels Jason Schwantz says low carbon fuels are impacting fuel markets. The transition may be slower than we anticipated.
More and more states are looking at LCFSs. I think it's moving a little slower than people thought, especially the renewable diesel. There are people making it, but it is strictly going out to the states that have the low carbon fuel standards. That's one of the only ways that you can make it financially work is to have those standards.
E15 has pulled away from the pack.
I think E85, though, is one, if you look at, or excuse me, E15. E15 is a product that is making some progress. And at CHS, we offer it at over 30 terminals. I think that is good for our corn growers out there. But I think if you look at it, the renewable fuel sector is a growing sector. It's going to take time, though. I think SAF, if you look at it, it would be sustainable aviation fuel. That is something people talk about and I think is going to be viable, but it's going to take some time to develop it out and see where the prices shake out.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network.